So yeah, the beginning, well, not the beginning, like the Ramban that we're going to start with and maybe be the cornerstone of what we're saying, we've definitely seen, I think, but it's very important. It's very important. I think you might say the Ramban has a whole shita about the roles of the Shvatim, or we're just reading too much into it. Either one's a possibility. So it says in the Ramban, Umolatcha asher olata acharem lecha tiyu. Where's Besser? B'shem Elokim. B'shem Mikaru B'nachal Asam. Right? Okay.
Who needs Besser?
Yeah, who needs Besser? At least for right now. So there's two sheets. Okay. So says the Ephraim and Menashe Kerulim Nishemun Yuli. So says the Ramban, quoting from Rashi. I'm going to read it quickly because it's a little bit long. I feel like maybe we've talked about it before. If you, Yosef, have additional children, each one's not going to be his own shevet. They're just going to be included in Ephraim and Menashe. V'lo yehei lehem shame kishar ha-shvatim le'inyan ha-nachla. It's not like they're going to be their own category for nachla. Has anybody done yesh nochlin? Like, skipped around? Have you gotten into the whole thing of have, like all the sheets about slavkad and what was it like? It's one of those gemaras that it's good to chart out in terms of just like the relationship. It's like a Yevamos kind of gemara almost, like trying to chart out the relationships about how to split up the nachlos. So this is connected to Baba Basra. Aba'afal pishin ischalka eretz Yisrael leminyan gul gelosam ki dechziv lerav tarbe nachalaso. Says Rashi, even though the pasuk says explicitly l'rav tarveh, that the greater the shevet, the greater the portion is going to be. So what do I care? The implied question is as follows: let's say Yosef has four more kids. So we're saying no; those are not going to be like Ephraim and Manasseh. They're going to be included in them. What do I care? If at the end of the day, between Ephraim and Manasseh and like, these new four kids, there's 800,000 people, they get 800,000 chalakim. So what do I care? They're not called a shevet. They're going to get the same amount of space as if they were a shevet. In terms of the chalos shame shevet, only Reuben and Shimon are going to be called a shevet. So you have to ask which the Ramban's going to do, but the Ramban seems to just take Rashi at face value and reject it. But according to Rashi, so what's the pshat? Like what do I care that they're called a shevet? But so you could say they're called a shevet in terms of, I don't know, Different things in terms of how they're organized, in terms of how they're gonna, how they send representatives to war. I don't know, but in terms of like the Nafka and Eretz Yisrael, they're called. They're really there's no Nafka Mina. But says in Raman Vezein Enu Nachon, Rashi's approach is incorrect. This idea, the Yaakov Avinu is saying that Ephraim and Menashe are going to be the Reuven and Shimon. Yosef is not going to be one shevet; he's going to be two shvatim. It's just a matter of kavod that they're going to have like a flag or something like that. Because of Omer b'nachalasam, the pasuk says they're going to be a shevet in terms of the inheritance. Uve Gemara amru l'nachla hikshesim l'Reuven v'Shimon v'lo l'davar acher. The Gemara says that Ephraim and Menashe have a hekesh Reuven and Shimon l'kabe the nachla. Gidisa b'harios v'skiru rabosinim b'chol makom. Baba Basra kufchav gimel shaya Yosef b'chor the nachla v'yarish pishnayim ke'echad kimish b'kol b'chor. The Gemara says Yosef was the b'chor, but if it's according to Rashi, if there were whatever 600,000 Jews and Ephraim and Menashe and any further children of Yosef were 180,000 or whatever, so then they'll just get a chelek of 180,000 people. There's no pishnaim, there's no nothing. It seems to be that we're saying that the shvatim themselves get a nachala. The only nafkamina that Ephraim and Menashe are called shvatim is that we're just going to call them a shevet, in terms of the choshen, in terms of the digalim or something. So first of all, says the Ramban, Yosef is called a b'chor. Seems like he's getting pishnayim b'nachala. And that tells us exactly the opposite of how Rashi understood how Eretz Yisrael was divided up. It's not true that we're in like 600,000 parts that were just divided up amongst all the people. Because you have this question, what's the point of calling Ephraim and Asher Shvatim? If you want to say no, they divided... It's too early for math, but they divided. You have to do as follows. You ready? Imagine that there's 600,000 Jews amongst all the Shvatim, and Yosef, will make it easy for ourselves, is 50,000. Okay? So what would happen is that every person's supposed to get 1/600,000th of Eretz Yisrael. What they did is they made Yosef, like, he got double. So it's Ki'ilu, I forgot the math. That Yosef, of Eretz Yisrael, you're going to, I think, divide it into 650,000ths. And then Yosef is going to get 100,000th of those 650,000th portions or something. He's going to get Pishnaim relative to the other individuals, something like that. Does that make sense? Math people. Yeah, something like that. So says the Rabban, below his cares of Zebakas of Klal. That doesn't appear anywhere in the Pasuk that happened. Below Matinu B'Yakov, Shitin B'chora L'Yosef. Elosh Emer B'kan, Kiruvim N'Shemun Yoli. Umizem Marakasov, Nasanu B'chorasov B'nei Yosef Ben Yisrael. V'imkein Hayu L'Garmik Eshnei Shvat V'hikim B'chorasov. V'kachem B'dir V'chacham B'chol Makom. So he says, no, it can't be. It can't be, like Rashi says, it can't be. It's got to be that they have this something else. There's some other way of dividing Eretz Yisrael. And because of that, that's how we're giving the Bechora to Yosef. That's how Ephraim and Manasseh are called Shvatim. Aval ha'inyin einenu klal masha amar harav. The division of Eretz Yisrael was not at all how Rashi presented it. She'eretz Yisrael is Shvatim nischalka. So step A is not dividing Eretz Yisrael into 600,000 little squares. You divide it into 12 big squares. Or not lav dafka squares.
What does he do with the Gemara?
That is the Gemara.
No, the Gemara's why it says, doesn't it?
The Gemara's why, yeah, we'll get there. Actually, I don't know if it says that. Lamaisa, he passes like the Mandamar that Lishvatim Nishalka. I think the Gemara paskins the Lishvatim Nishalka. The Gemara paskins.
How does other Mandamar explain?
Yeah, it seems a little bit strange. It seems like Rashi and Ramban, it's just the Machlokas and the Gemara. No? The Gemara says Ligilgoles or Lishvatim, I think.
Yeah.
It's like Mamash, the Machlokas, Rashi and Ramban. I don't know, but I think the Ramban is saying the Gemara. I think itself paskin is l'shvatim nischalka, right? Sheretz Yisrael l'shvatim nischalka. Shem Asar Chalakim Shavim Masu Imana. They did 12 equal portions. Lav dafka equal in size, but equal in terms of, I guess, value, or I don't know. I was also discussing the Gemara. V'natal Shevet Shimon hamimuat shebahem kishevet Yehuda shemerube beuchlusin. And even the smaller Shevet got the same approximate valued sized chunk as the most populated one. V'natlu Ephraim u'Menashe k'ruvin v'Shimon v'Shaveh, and therefore Ephraim and Menashe. Until that point, Yosef would have gotten one chunk. Now Yosef is getting two chunks: one for Ephraim and one for Menashe. And he's getting his giz b'chor. Yosef is getting pishnai mamish kipshuto. V'kach helu b'Gemara perak yesh nochlin. That's what the Gemara is, at least maskana is. Because of it, says in Necheska, which is also discussed in Yesh Nochlin a little bit by the Nasi. Because of Tisnachalu Ba'aretz Lishnei Masar Shifte Yisrael Yosef Chavalim. I guess I ain't shoving the pasuk, but it's saying that Yosef was the one who got like a double portion. Because Amar Unkelus, that's all how Unkelus translates also. Trin Shiftin Yifkun Mibunaihu Ikablun Chulku V'Achsanta. Right, the two Shvatim will come out. They're going to get a chilek and a nachala. Shu shavim bekabalas hanachala. The tam chulka. Why does he say chulka? They're going to get the chilek. Chilek bechor v'achsanta yerushas pasha. They're getting a chilek of the bechor and the achsanta, the nachala of the pasha of the regular son. They're getting the double portion. Umash amar. Okay, so beautiful. I feel like it's like a good Ramban for like Rav Nussbacher, because you have like the rule and the exception, because we have. It's not funny, guys. Why are we laughing? We have the we have the Gulgalosum, and then we have Keruvim v'Shimon Yuli. So what is it? Is it divided up according to the Sheva? Is it divided up according to the Gulgolis? And what's the rule and what's the exceptions? Rashi says the rule is Gulgolis. And the exception is this. You have to figure out. And Raman says, no, the rule is this. And the exception is Gulgolis. But what do you do with Gulgolis? If it's divided up into 12 equal portions, so what do you mean it's going to be divided up according to the census, according to the populace? Says the Ramban, Hamash Omar Akosov, the Rav Tarbed Nachalaso, Ulamat Tamit, Leinin Batayavos Haniskarim Parsha Diber Akosov. That's talking about, it listed all the families, and it's saying, based on each family size, they're going to get a bigger portion. Shashavit Michalek Chelko LeBatayavos Shel Yotei Mitzrayim. Says the Ramban, we divided Eretz Yisrael into 12 sections. Within each section, it's going to have its system of division. So let's say, imagine one section which has a, let's take a Ephraim. So Ephraim has X number of people. So then each portion for within Shevet Ephraim is going to be bigger or smaller, depending on if you have a lot of people, it's going to be smaller. If you have fewer people, it's going to be bigger. But that's only within the one chunk that was already divided up equally for that Shevet. Ubate ab meruba nosan lochele gadol, ubate ab meruba nosan lochele katan. If it's a bigger family, so they get their sections are going to, they're going to get more sections. They're gonna have a bigger area. If it's smaller families, they're gonna get a smaller section. Umesim yoshem achayim kimeforish besifrei. Also Gemara Baba Basra. And the way Rashi is kir parshas binchas, and this has to do with as part of the machlokas and yishnochlin. But we're saying now that if you have a family, let's say, where there were three yotzei mitzrayim and now there are 100 people, so you get 100 portions in Eretz Yisrael, but then that goes back up to the mesim, to the three, and then it gets divided up equally amongst all the family. Okay, ayin sham and the segid mo'avasra. V'aklal b'inin Yosef shei b'chor l'nachla. But rather, Yosef was a b'chor kipshuto. He got Ephraim and Manasseh, each got their own portion, just like Reuven and Shimon. V'im chalko l'yisrael ha'eretz l'shvatim kemuskar b'gemara nasa lo k'Reuven Shimon b'shavah. V'im ulai nomar shechilku l'gulgulosam. The Ramban has an interesting suggestion. He says, maybe we could just be cholik on the Gemara, or at least go with that day in the Gemara. If you want to say that it was divided up according, like, by heads, meaning everybody got their own, they divided all of the entire land into 600,000 parts, k'niglim in a kazal, like a simple reading of the Pasuk, nasnu lehem kiflaim imisparm. And you have to say, like I said before, that they got just like a double portion. Like, it was just like, they just got like extra. But just to take at face value that like Rashi seems to be saying that all of the populace got an equal portion, including Ephraim and Manasseh, and the only way they're called a Nachla is that they have their own degel and that they have their own whatever. Stone in the Choshen, whatever it was, like that, it just can't be. That can't be, says the Ramban. But the Iker says the Ramban is they divided up Eretz Yisrael into 12 separate portions, and within each portion, they ended up giving smaller pieces, bigger pieces, depending on how many people were within that Shevet. So I thought that this Ramban could be Lishitaso. If you look at the other Ramban, on the other side, so the Ramban, what comes out according to the Ramban is that you had like 12 separate sections, and within each section, it divided it up according to the populace. We're going to get a little bit hashkafic at the end. Don't worry; it's not only technical, but the hashkafic part is totally, totally speculative. Like, it's not connected.
This is more for Rav Tversky than on this
part. Rav Tversky just likes what
Machshava,
do you mean?
Machshava on Persha.
Right, right. Yeah, I like to do shiluv. I like to do shiluv. So says the Ramban. Tziva b'Torah ad ha'Elohim yavod v'shneim. So it's shoftim tidein lecha b'chol sharech, shoftim was amish batzedek. So it says in Mishpatim, ad ha'Elohim yavod v'shneim. Right, bring your judgment to the judges. Elohim pashtus is judges. V'nasan v'flilim, and whatever. The judges will judge. Imkin mitzvah shiyu Yisrael plilim. They have to have judgments. Ubiar kan sheasimu ashovtim cholarem kashitin lahem Hashem es haaretz. When they come to Eretz Yisrael, shovtim v'shodjim titin lecha b'chol sharecha. Right? Baretz asher lokem was it nasein lecha l'shvatecha. So ki v'chutz laaretz einam chayavim limanos lahem beis. There's no chiyuv having a beis in chutz laaretz. Aval kasher yitzak hameuvas. Yamdu alav haruim nishpot uv mishpatei mishpatu. If somebody gets taken advantage of, he says, "Guys, the rabbanim, this guy cheated me out of my. He said he's going to sell me the cow, and he sold me a cow with a broken leg. And then they'll have an ad hoc based in, but they have like a kavua based in, not a mitzvah chutz laretz. Oh yeah, what's it?
The rabbanim's that for Bnei Noah.
Rabban's going to say this is what I would think. But it's not actually true. Oh, yalel aretz bismana v'sham yishpetu v'makom v'sh. Or they'll say, let's go to Eretz Yisrael and be judged there. V'osu bekan shochim em shiu noksim medavar mishpat v'vize ein yisrael b'chutz l'aretz mitzuv l'manas l'mdayim b'ayaros v'chen kasev harav Ramoshe. The Rambam Baskins, there's no chiyev based in chutz l'aretz. Avam v'sechis avoshanu v'ayu eil l'chem l'chukas mishpat l'orzechem chomish v'sechem v'lam shesanen nogit v'aretz chutz l'aretz. But it's against the Mishnayos. It says you have to have say avos makos. But didn't even in chutz laretz. And this hemshech chita into the round maybe. Sorry, let's get a drink. I already made the bracha before. In Cain, what's that? In chushish. In Cain, lama nema shovtim v'shovtim tivim chavachol sharecha. But if it's a mitzvah in all Jewish communities, why does the pasuk say in your gates in Eretz Yisrael? Ela ba'aretz at the moshe b'chol pelech u'pelech b'chol ir v'ir v'chutz laretz at the moshe b'chol pelech u'pelech v'chol ir v'ir v'chutz laretz at the moshe b'chol ir v'ir. So based on the Gemara that there's this additional in Eretz Yisrael you have to have in every city, in chutz laretz only in every district. Fine. We could spend like each year just understanding like all the sugyos the Ramban just referenced. But says the Ramban, but Lamaisa nowadays that we don't have smuchim, and therefore the only way we're doing any sort of judgment in Chutz La'aretz is based on the concept of shlichusai, or like the shluchim of the smuchim in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the whole din of Beis Din is different nowadays. There is no chiyuv in Chutz La'aretz. Okay, fine. V'tam l'shvatecha. So this is now why I wanted to bring this. This is interesting, b'chlal, but I wanted to bring this shvatecha. V'tam l'shvatecha. What does it mean you should have a Beis Din l'shvatecha? Musa v'al titin l'cha, right, have the Beis Din in your shvatim. Malameit she'moshivim Beis Din b'chol shevet v'shevet l'chol ir v'ir l'oshin Rashi. You have to have a Beis Din in each shevet and in each city. V'chemim v'sachet Sanhedrin, it's Gemara. V'leya dati perish davarza. What does that mean? If you're having in each city, you're having many, many, many times for each shevet. What does it mean having each city and each shevet? What's the pshat? Maybe it means if you have one city, okay, so then you have a basin for the city, but that city happens to have a dividing line between two shvatim, like Yerushalayim for Yehuda and Binyamin, so you got to have one basin on the Yehuda side and one basin on the Binyamin side. That's the shvatecha. Fine. He says now what I wanted to say. No, you have a basin in every ear, and you also have a basin hagadol of each shevet. Each shevet has its own shevet. Each shevet has its own like Sanhedrin. Vishbud is kulam. He's in charge of judging its shevet. V'yachrechein nimne basin b'chol yirveir, and under them is a basin in each city. Shishbud is a ear. V'yavvish kulam shavim b'minyan shev chav gimel dini nefashos gimel dini mamos. Even though it's not like there's a basin of shivim v'achas for each shevet, there are only going to be the regular number of 23 or 3. Aval hagdolim shavehem b'chachma yismanu al kol shevet v'tachteim b'chol yirveir. But the most prominent rabbanim for each shevet is part of this like mini Sanhedrin for each shevet. It's also Sigi and Sanhedrin. But says the Ramban, and the nafkamina of having a Sanhedrin for this Shevet is that anybody from that Shevet can say, I force you, even though we don't live, let's say the Sanhedrin for Yehuda is in Shalavim, so even though the people live in Modi'in, they can say, I'm forcing you to go to Shalavim. Something like that. They go to the basin of that Sanhedrin. Okay. Just like you have the super Sanhedrin of all of Klal Yisrael, under that you have the Sanhedrin for each Shevet. If they want to make a takana, a gezeira, the own chag, whatever, for their Shevet, they can do that, just like Sanhedrin is for all, the Sanhedrin HaGadol is for all of Klal Yisrael. So even though it's not mefurish, this concept, it's hinted to, says the Ramban. About right, if a Sanhedrin makes a mistake and the Klal Yisrael does the wrong action based on that psak. What does this mean? If the batidin of one of the shvatim has a psak and that shevet makes a mistake, chayev, they have to bring the paralim davar shel tzibur, shar shvatim turim, aderech hapshat shir kazir. Okay, fine. Let's say it. So says the Ramban, there's this concept of the Sanhedrin of the Shevet. So the nitziv that I quoted here, I'm not going to say because we just don't have time. I'm not hiding it. You're welcome to read it. But I think what you could say, and now this is the speculative, we're now transitioning to the speculative hashkafic part. What comes out according to the Ramban is that the nature of Eretz Yisrael is that you had 12 independent units that were part of one cohesive whole. Right, you had 12 independent units because their nachla is going to be given equally, even though within that you're going to divide it up differently in each one because depending on the relative size of each shevet. But each nachla kind of is viewed as an equal, and also the idea of each one has its own getting fancy autocracy, whatever. I mean, each one like is independent. Each one has its own system. They can have takanas, gzeras, judging themselves within each shvatim. And it just ties into the pshat of this week's parsha of the idea of the brachos of Yaakov Avinu, that each shevet has its own strengths, has its own weaknesses, has its own Ofi, mahus. That was the word we said. So English word for ofi was mahus. Has its own mahus. Each shevet has its own goals, has its own focus, and therefore each one has its own section in Eretz Yisrael, equal to the others, because even though you might have ones who are stronger, who are weaker, who have their focus is avodas Hashem, and others is avodas Achol, each one is viewed as being indispensable for the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And within each shevet, you're going to have that based in that Sanhedrin judging each shevet. It's just so interesting because we live in a world where there's Ashkenazim and Sephardim, but like there's not really like. And I guess there are different rabbanim for different kilos. Maybe it is. But the idea you have, different sections in Eretz Yisrael. Like, each one kind of, focusing independently. Each one is, this shevet, it's, these people are more, like avreichim. And this section, they're more, farmers. And this section, they're more warriors. But obviously, you're going to have a mix and match from all of them. But the idea that you have, this deep mahus that's, different for each shevet is... I think it's a very important lesson. The idea of Elu ve'Elu. It's a pshat, says Raman. The idea of Elu, it's just a pshat of these psukim. That you're going to have a Sanhedrin for one Shevet. Maybe Asher's Shevet is going to pass on one thing. And Zvulun's Shevet, their Sanhedrin will pass on another thing. And Yehuda's will be one thing. Miam will be another thing. And that's the thing. That's a lichatchila. That's how it's supposed to be. Because not everybody is going to have the same goals, is going to have the same abilities, is going to have the same purpose. And therefore, you have to have a different Sanhedrin, but at the same time, each one is equal in their nachala. And what the Netziv was saying was that, and the real kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is only if all those 12 shvatim are in their nachalos. It's like everybody is a part of this puzzle that together completes the picture. So it's just an important lesson about the not everybody is supposed to be focusing on the same thing or have the same goals, even have the same psak. But the idea of Elu ve'Elu comes out according to the Ramban from the psukim. Okay, Adkan.